her buddy join you live tonight around the world. WWCR 5890 on your radio dial. Glad to have you in here with us aboard tonight. Got a great one for you. The races before Adam. And we're going to prove the two different accounts in the book of Genesis and try to go into some in-depth detail to tell you how that came about. The many mistranslations in the King James Bible obscures much of the truth. Let me give you an example. In Genesis 1:1-2, in the beginning, Yahweh created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, let me ask you, unless this had developed, and the Hebrew tells us that it did, because in the Hebrew it says, now the earth had become chaotic and empty. That's the Rotherham's emphasized Bible translation, that the catastrophes that had wrecked the earth into darkness and void became after the fact that everything that Yahweh had created in the beginning was not chaotic, was not void, was not empty, and was not dark, because there's no darkness in him. And so then he didn't create this. It came about through a chaotic happening after the fact of Genesis 1:1. Now let me give you an account in the details that we're going to get into and lay a little gestalt of understanding for your understanding. If it's void and dark and chaotic and empty, and you need an infusion of light. Well, let's go to the two different accounts in the book of Genesis. Now, let me give you the book of Genesis 1:26. In Genesis 1:26 through 1:28, the Bible talks about a creation of man in the plural. It tells us male and females was created. In the account, if you will, of Genesis chapter 2, we find Adam in the singular account created. Now, if that is a difference of Genesis 1:26, and then when we get into Genesis chapter 2, we find the singular Adam created without a female. Now notice that. They were created a race of people now that had brought about this downfall or this chaotic condition, if you will, darkness, evil, and judgment had already fell upon these Adamites, or pre-Adam, I wouldn't call them Adamites, they were pre-Adamite, is what I'm trying to say. Pre-Adam, a race that existed before Adam in a male-female creation. Now, you see, ladies and gentlemen, in reality, the Bible tells you that Adam was not created. He was formed in Genesis chapter 2, and he was formed singular. He wasn't created in a male-female version, as was the Genesis 1:26 man. So we have a difference of these two beings, one formed and the other created. One in singular form and the other in dual form of male and female. Isn't it strange that a lot of people don't understand that? Now, we find in the book of Jeremiah chapter 4, we have a history of the earth without form and void, and the heavens that had no light. And lo, I beheld the mountains, and they trembled, and the hills moved. And I beheld, and a fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down. Were there cities before Adam? Are we talking about before Adam? Are we talking about a race of people that existed prior to Adam? I think so. And the Bible confirms it. But people read the book of Genesis so narrowly brushed with their understanding that they believe that Adam was the first man on the planet, and there was nobody but Adam. And Eve, according to Genesis 1:26, again, refer you to the difference between the two. It's plain that the man in the plural is not the man in the singular of Genesis chapter 2. Now we know that the form of the singular created, and the Hebrew word for Adam, rendered Adam in English, is from a root word meaning to show blood in the face or of a ruddy complexion. Now, that word is not obviously applicable to the black race or to the Oriental race, but it would be from a race that would have the ability to show blood that would differentiate from this Genesis 1:26 creation. Adam was not created, he was formed. Now, why, you say, Pastor Buddy, why do you believe that Adam wasn't created? Because he already existed before the foundation of the world that was created. That's why. He already existed prior to Genesis 1:26. And therefore, the transference of the Adam that was made before the foundation of the world is a plain example in Genesis chapter 2 that this was a first Adam account to the second Adam account, or there are two Adams, one inward and one outward, one that existed before the foundation of the world, not created in Genesis 1:26. When something is created, it means it has a beginning and it has an end, possibly. In this case, we're talking about Genesis 1:26. Adam of Genesis chapter 2 has no beginning and has no end. The only end that Adam had was in the outward form. The inward form, the inward man, the inward Adam, or the first Adam of the earth earthly formed, is not the Adam inwardly that has no beginning and no end. Can you see that? Now, if you look in Genesis chapter 4, it records what happened to Adam, who was formed, not created. and to Eve, who was made from Adam, and that this Eve was in the garden alone. Adam was out doing things, taking care of things, and Satan, the crafty one, came to her and talked with her and convinced her to do something that she shouldn't have done. Now, what was that unforgivable or unpardonable sin that she committed that brought death to her offspring? Now, remember, the offspring that she had was of two different fathers according to the Bible. Notice this. And Cain killed Abel. Both of these were from the pregnancy in the garden. Remember, they had the children outside the garden. They were formed, or they were placed in the womb by an act that was not permissible from Yahweh. In other words, she was not to lay with the serpent. She was not to eat any fruit from the tree, the serpent, of good and evil. Now, when Cain, who killed Abel, and in punishment, remember, he was driven out of the land, and when he complained to Yahweh in Genesis chapter 4, verse 14, here's what he said. If anyone finds me, they will slay me. Well, if there wasn't anybody existing at the time that Cain was turned out of the garden environment into the earth, he knew that there were other people there. And he said, they will slay me. Now, when he found other people, out of those people, he married a wife. And what was the first thing he done after he married? He built a city. You can't build a city, one man and a wife. Or to get this wife, people believe that he had to marry his sister. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that wasn't so. Because that would have been incest. You're not to take your sister. Yahweh done laid the rules of his engagement. So there had to be pre-Adam races, Adamite races, pre-Adamite. They had to exist, these races had to exist before Adam, Abel, Cain, and his wife Eve were turned out of the garden. Now, we've got the truth of the proof that the Garden of Eden had to be a place, a spiritual environment, or a place of existence for Adam and for Eve, the only two that existed from Genesis chapter 2. However, we find that there were beings that came, the offspring that came out of the union of Satan and Eve. He was afraid that he would be killed or taken and destroyed for the acts that he had already done. And therefore, he feared to go out and meet these people. that Abel didn't have that fear because Cain killed him. Now the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 12, that Cain was of the wicked one. Notice what it says in Ezekiel chapter 31. Behold, the Assyrian, this could be a code word, was a cedar in Lebanon with fair branches and a shadowing broth of a high stature. Therefore, his height was exalted above all the other trees in the field, and his broth were multiplied, and his branches became long, and all the fowls of heaven made their nests in his broth, and under his branches did all the beasts of the field bring forth their young, and under his shadow dwelt all great nations. Is this an indication that Jeremiah chapter 4 was telling us that these beings, spoken of here again in chapter 31 of the book of Ezekiel, that the cedars in the garden of Yahweh could not hide this great Assyrian? This great Assyrian. Who was this great Assyrian? Did he exist before Adam? Well, you know what the Bible says about this great cedar that it's coding here and is showing us of the two great beginnings of Genesis chapter 2 and Genesis chapter 1. One was created, one was formed. Adam could not be created before because he already existed somewhere other than the earth. Adam was a transplant. Eve was a product of that transplant, Adam, formed. Genesis 1, 26 and 27 and 28, man, was that they were created. Adam had no creation because he existed before the creation. Oh, can you see this? The tree and the cedars in the garden of God could not hide Satan because the fruit trees were not like his tree, and the chestnut trees were not like his branches. Nor any tree in the garden of God was likened to his beauty. I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches. I give him it, in other words, when Satan was created, before Satan was created. Now, think about that. Satan was created. And I've then assured you that Adam was not created. So, there's nothing any different than the Genesis beings of 1:26 and Satan, who was created a little higher long before the Genesis 1:26 races were created. In other words, Satan was already in his beauty. And before he was created, the Bible says, when he was created, iniquity was found in him. Now, it's obvious that the trees in the garden of Yahweh in Eden were family trees of races and nations who admired and envied the early Assyrian Empire, and Adam was to be fruitful and to multiply among these created beings, a formed man, the first Adam of the earth earthly, that there was an inward being placed within that outward Adam of the flesh to live forever. He was not to die. He was to have eternal life. But all the trees in the garden that existed as a created factor long before the Genesis 1:26 creations of male and female, by the way, Yahweh said he made Satan or Lucifer or this mighty angel fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the other trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him. Do you understand that? That these beings, who are not of the earth earthly, and neither were these beings that were created. Adam is of the earth earthly. He is the original product of the earth. Breathed into and became a living being. The Neshama, or the breath of God, gave him the right to exist as long as he kept Yahweh's laws and commandments. And only Yahweh's laws and commandments was given to the man of the earth, not to the created being. The laws of Yahweh do not apply to these other beings who are not of the earth, so that all the trees that were in the garden envied Satan because he was made fair, and before he was made, iniquity was found in Satan. And so we can say that Satan, that the angels were a little higher than the Genesis 1, it doesn't say that he was higher than Adam. It says that Adam's seed will rule the angels, or will judge the angels. Can you see that? Ladies and gentlemen, we have been made to believe, as we live far below our potential, if we only knew the power that we have, the Bible says so, by the way, whatever you bind in heaven will be bound in heaven and on the earth, and likewise, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. If it's to be, it's up to Adam, who has this unique ability to rule, be fruitful, and to rule, and to conquer, and to subdue. But when the earth was void and without form, it had to be replenished by Genesis 1:26. Couldn't be replenished and filled with the Adam of Genesis chapter 2, because straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and a few of Adamites that will find their way back to where they came from, or where they could recall of where they came from, we've lost our way. Other races have been here long before Adam Therefore, the Bible makes it unmistakably clear that we're not all descended from Adam and Eve. There were other races on the earth already of old, according to Jeremiah chapter 4. Numerous races were already thriving when Adam was made, not created. You see that? The created races of Genesis 1:26 is not the man that was formed out of the clay or the dirt or the minerals or the composite of the earth. Notice this, even when the earth was created and time was rated or scheduled or grouped or blocked, day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, day 7, the six-day man was a creation. Now, it's quite evident that Adam was not a six-day created being. He was made after the seventh day and formed out of the dust of the earth. And these other races existed many millennials, if you will, under the supervision of Satan, who had already rebelled against Yahweh because darkness was already upon the face of the deep, and Satan was already in rebellion, and he became the enchanter or the magician to seduce Eve and to deceive her and to place the seed of death into the womb of the mother of all living. You see, at Genesis chapter 3, it tells us in the 14th and the 15th verse, it gives us a clear distinction between the two seeds. The woman's seed and the seed of the serpent is specifically mentioned that they would oppose and war against each other continuously. The word mistranslated serpent is the Hebrew word for nakash, which literally in Hebrew means the enchanter or magician. And Satan, with his master angelic power, was able to enchant or to fool by magic, if you will, or to seduce Eve into having his child, the first seed. She was already pregnant when Adam came back into the garden, and Eve had learned the secret of sex, introduced Adam. She was already pregnant with the seed that was sown in her belly before Adam ever knew her. Adam, according to the Bible, did not, and I repeat, did not get a child until Genesis chapter 5, and in verse 3 it says, "And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image." So, Adam found out that he could create in his image. Now remember, Adam himself was not a creation. He was made. Quite a bit different from Genesis 1:26, 1:27, example of the book of Genesis, where Yahweh made these other races prior to Adam. We don't know how many millions of years that time went on, Because in Matthew chapter 13, the Messiah explains the parable of the tares among the wheat. Yahweh demonstrated the comparison as he did in the book of Ezekiel chapter 31, and he said, the field is the world. The good seed are children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. And the enemy that sowed these evil ones is the devil. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how plain can it be? You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. The devil lusted before that which was made, not for that which was created. Because a creation has a beginning, and that which is made has no beginning, because it was before the foundation of the world. It already existed prior to. Like I say, it was just transplanted to the earth. Adam was put in a deep sleep and was transported from heaven, if you will, that planet. He was left on the planet. She didn't come with Adam initially until after Adam was formed, and then the woman was formed out of Adam. Satan already existed as the devil, or the father of a lie, or the lust that he had in his heart. He did not lust for the Genesis 1:26 people because he knew they had an end. He lusted for something eternal. Now, did Christ teach that Adam was eternal? Yes, he did. When Martha said, I know he'll raise in the resurrection, Christ, the Messiah, said, I am the resurrection, and he that believeth in me shall never die. He was not talking to Satan or the created beings of Genesis 1:26. He was only talking to his children that were formed or made from the earth to have a sheath or a body where that they could he could enclose it, and he could place the inward Adam who would never die. And the devil and the people of misunderstanding, they'll never learn. They have eyes to see, they cannot see. Yahweh, the Messiah, called these serpents children of vipers. And, ladies and gentlemen, that was a truth. The Nakash, the serpent seed, the enchanter, or the magicians, are still doing their magic and ruling the earth in a physical form, a biological fact that they exist. Satan has a seed that's still warring with the seed that Yahweh put in the womb of Eve after the fact that Satan planted his seed, Yahweh planted his seed, and Adam was not the father of either one of them. Now let me repeat that. Adam was not the father of either of the two seeds that separated from Eve's womb. Now listen, she had what we call fraternal twins, and she bare them into the world. One had the nature of the serpent, the Nakash. He was simply a biological, scientific fact that he was from the seed of his father, the devil, and the works of his father he'll do, because the lust that the father had, Satan, are children of the wicked one. Because the enemy that sowed these evil tares were the devil. And the devil lusted from the very beginning, and he bared a biological reality into the world in the form of Cain. You either make the tree good and the fruit good, or the tree evil and the fruit evil, which is in the case of Satan, his fruit proved to be, just like he was, he had already caused chaotic conditions prior to Genesis 1:26. The world was already in a fallen, dark, chaotic state. They tell us that we are from Genesis 1:26. We're not. We are entirely a different species. We've got two different fathers. And these non-Adamic races of Genesis 1:26, 1:27, they're dangerous. They're created for the purpose of doing what they do, which is to bring chaotic conditions. And the devil sowed these into the earth from Genesis chapter 3. And that seed that came from that offspring is a different creation other than what Yahweh done made man in Genesis 1:26. It was good. They did their purpose. They were created for a purpose. But Satan has learned to rule over them with his seed. Now, let me tell you something. Satan is crafty and would deceive the very elect because of the misunderstanding, if you will, when we talk about what Satan's purposes are. We know in Matthew chapter 13 that the tares among the wheat, Yahweh's talking about the children of the kingdom versus the children of the wicked one. They shall war until Yahweh returns to put down their rule and to choose who would have the right to be at his right hand versus those who would be at his left hand. Of the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 31. Now, notice the two creations that we're talking about is Genesis 1:26, a created race of men before Adam who were actually living at the time of a chaotic, dark area of time, because Satan himself and the ones that he had convinced to rebel with him were already turning the world into a chaotic, fallen state. And the expression of the creation of Genesis chapter 2 of Adam after the seventh day. After. We call it the Genesis 8th day man, Adam. He's not the Genesis 1:26 creation of male and female. He was singular, by himself, alone, created, or made from the mind of Yahweh. In Yahweh's image, Yahweh created an entirely different being of the eighth day creation as opposed to per seventh day, which was created on the sixth day. Are you with me in that respect? After the seventh day, Yahweh went right back to work, and he made the opposite of what he had created in Genesis 1:26. You say, well, that man was made in the image of God. Well, what is God? God is a spirit being with a form. So then, the ideal of the two creations of Adam, one in 1:26 Genesis, has been put together by Satan in his deception that he's the same one of Genesis chapter 2 after the seventh day, and that's not true. Adam and the non-Adamic races of Genesis 1:26 that existed had learned to live in a fallen state. Satan had already brought the creation prior to Genesis 1:26, where Yahweh had made everything and it was good and there was light. Satan brought the darkness. There is no darkness in Yahweh. Yahweh could not have brought darkness. It had to come from the opposite. The opposite of light is darkness. Satan brought darkness to Eve, and she fell through transgression. She believed the lie of the snake. As God said, thou shalt not. And the word that we read in Genesis in the Hebrew is Strong's number 398. Read it for yourself. Look at the 13th described illustrations of the meaning of the word. The 13th example is lay, L-A-Y. She laid with the serpent. And by laying with the serpent, she brought a third creation into being by the sperm of the serpent, the snake. The snake brought a seed through the womb of Eve. And Yahweh cursed it. Yahweh said it will not inherit. But the ideal that Yahweh had prior to was to bring the second Adam, not the first one, but the second one. Remember what Yahweh told man when he came, I am the resurrection. My sheep will never die. So eternal life existed in the second Adam, not the first. The first Adam was made to live physically forever. It was not to age. He was He had no reason to age, but he began to age through sin when he began to hide himself and to separate himself from Yahweh when he was ashamed of being naked before Yahweh. It had to be an act of sex because both of them made aprons or used the aprons that Yahweh made for them to cover their sexual genitals, not their mouth. She didn't bleed from her mouth. 12 times a year, a woman on a normal cycle, through the 28-day cycle lunar, she will have a what we would call a period, or she would have a cycle of blood letting unless she's pregnant. When she's pregnant, the blood flow will stop from her womb, and the sin will take its place. And when the sin conceives, brings forth death. That death curse cursed the seed of the serpent first, who got what is called, if you will, he got the image of that would come from her womb through the imprint of the ideal that she first laid with the serpent, who got the prototype that everything that would type through the womb would be in his image. Instead of getting something that would live forever, she got something that said, I'm afraid to go out into the creation, for they'll kill me. Now, it doesn't say that Adam and Eve had other children or brothers and sisters that were already filling the earth. But it does say that Cain was afraid to go out into the area where these Genesis 1:26 beings already existed, and that they would retaliate against him because he felt guilty for what he had done, which was he brought blood. And the Bible was against that. He had broken the laws of Yahweh, and so therefore he was guilty or on the run eternally from Yahweh. He couldn't find a resting place because there was no rest in him. And listen again to the timeline of Genesis. On the eighth day, man, that means he rested, and yet there was not a man to till the land, and therefore Yahweh made Adam to show blood in the face. Different from the Genesis 1:26 creation, to blush for his deeds, to become excited or emotional. These races that have no emotion cannot blush or not Yahweh's children in his image. They fail to display the workings of the sheep who will hear his voice. The devil cannot hear the voice. The devil would fight against the voice. The devil will not accept the voice. And the devil is a liar, and he's the father of it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. The righteous are not going to run if they're not of Yahweh. Cain was not of Yahweh. He ran away from Yahweh. He hid from Yahweh's creation. He was guilty of murder, so therefore he felt that they would murder him. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. So therefore, Yahweh put a mark upon him. And it told the creation that he had made in Genesis 1:26 not to harm Cain, for whoever harmed Cain, that would be harmed seven times. And you say, well, why did he do that? It looks like he went ahead and killed the seed of Satan if Cain was the seed of Satan. Yahweh wanted the continuous war that these two seeds would war against each other continuously until one seed ruled over the other. Now, let me give you again the conditions that Yahweh placed upon these two seeds. It will bruise your heel, and the woman seed from Yahweh would bruise the head of the seed of the serpent. Naturally, the death blow would be struck to the head of the stream. John told the Pharisees, he said, who warned you to flee when he talked about the seed of the serpent would feel guilty, would have a defiled conscience, and would know their enemy? How is it that Satan would recognize his enemy and Yahweh's sheep would have a sheep nature instead of a snake nature, a defensive nature? Satan is defensive as Cain was. He sought to hide himself among the other races. That's where he went. That's where he knew his wife. That's where he built the city with those who he persuaded to be his servants. Just like Satan today has convinced the whole world now, to follow him, to believe in his lie, and they believe the lie of the serpent. Satan is forever lying, and Satan is forever telling you a lie, and the people believe it. They'll believe a lie to be damned. Now, you know why? Because Satan is the master of a lie. Satan is the liar that will keep on lying, that will keep on lying, that will keep on lying, because that's what Satan is. He's a liar from the very beginning, a murderer, a luster, a magician, and his seed is carrying on the works of the Father. You'll either make the tree good and the fruit good, ladies and gentlemen, or you will be the fruit that is good, because a bad tree can't bring forth good fruit, and a good tree can't bring forth bad. It's that simple. Well, I've got to close tonight and get off here with this question tonight. Were there pre-races before Adam? Were there Adamites, pre-Adamites, that existed before Adam? Were there other races before Adam came? And the answer is yes, there was. If you'd like to call me tonight, let me give you a number that you can reach Pastor Buddy. I'm on every Saturday night at 11 Eastern Standard Time, 10 Central. You can reach me by dialing 423-351-1082. You can write me tonight. at Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, if you'd like to call my good brother, Paul, tonight, 1-800-253-2748 in the great state of Michigan. Call Brother Paul and let him know you heard Pastor Buddy tonight on 5890 on WWCR. Also, my good sponsor in the great state of Mississippi, Brother Bud and Brother Mark in the great state of Mississippi. You can rest assured that Yahweh is on the truth side of the equation, but you have to search for it. You have to ask for it. Again, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Call me. Area code 423-351-1082. I'll see you next Saturday night, 11 Central Time, or 11 Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you at 10 Central on WWCR 5890. May Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh keep you. And may you forever look for the truth in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, the difference between the two. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll see you next Saturday night.